Willie, I'll start with reflections, obviously, on quite a poignant day yesterday with Phil Lowe's funeral. I just wondered what your thoughts were of the day in general.
Yeah, really lovely ceremony. Some wonderful stories. It was good to hear. In depth about his life. Obviously, we know Phil as the rugby player, but just to hear some of the stories of what he was like as a person and some of his quotes. And beautiful ceremony. Obviously, a lot of people here at Craven Park, and obviously it was a sad day, but it was a day that everyone celebrated his life.
Was there any stories in particular that were most poignant to yourself that you had on the day?
Oh, no, it was just more around how he was as a person and just a couple of his things around. Won't go into it, but he was a gentleman. He was a funny man by the sounds of things, and there's no doubt he was a wonderful player. I won't go into too many stories, but in terms of, what he was like as a person, he was a quality man by the sounds of things, and we know what he was like as a player. And he'll always leave a legacy at this club. The whole team were there to celebrate his life and staff as well. And it was the least we could do to celebrate his life.
It also goes to show, doesn't it, that if you can fill stands at Craven Park for the ceremony, it just shows how touching he was to the community in general.
Yeah, he's obviously made an impact in so many people's life. Obviously, he had a lot of friends and family, but it's probably the people that even didn't know Phil so well that turned up, because, as I said, the legacy that will leave at this club forever and the impact that he's had in the community and, being a local boy. So it's not a bad way. I mean, obviously, death it's awful, but it's going to happen eventually to us all. But to go out the way he did in terms of the amount of people that turned up to celebrate his life. It was a nice touch, and as I said, some really good stories. There's some laughs, obviously a lot of tears as well. I'm sure he would have been, really happy with who turned up and the day that he had to send him off.
Absolutely. Before going to team news for Catalans, what are your reflections on achieving yet another Challenge Cup semi-final, third one in a row?
Yeah, it's a great, it's the club has worked hard for many years to put ourselves in a position to fight and compete in the bigger games, and we've got another bigger game, big game coming up, but that's in 5 weeks' time. We've got obviously Catalans, which we want to focus on this week, and there's so much that'll happen between now and Challenge Cup semi-final, but. We're really excited about what's ahead, but we're excited about what's ahead on Saturday going over Catalans.
Well, let's have a look at your team news. And the big one actually is from the other side, the opposition. Jordan Abdul, of course, hamstring injury. Can you give us any update on how severe it is at this point in time?
I think Catalans will probably be able to do that. He's over there.
Have you had no dialogue with them, I take it, then, in that case?
No, we've had bits like, little bit, but we've heard, but no, nothing. We haven't heard anything. We'll obviously, Dan, our head of performance, will speak to those guys, but I'm not too sure the severity of it. He's got a hamstring issue at the moment, so I'm not too sure when he'll be back.
Okay. So, stumps my next question of if it is severe enough for him to be long-term injured, would he potentially be coming back to the UK to have his rehab? Or do you think he'll stay in France at this point?
You'll have to ask Catalans. he's a Catalans player for this season, so out of respect to that, I don't know. That's it. That's the answer. So all I'm focused on is what we've got here at the moment. Jordan's a Catalans player, and I'm sure they'll look after him the best he can with his rehab.
No worries. I appreciate your honesty. George King, any update on him at present?
Yeah, George is he's come on quicker than what we expected, which is great news. He's a possibility for this week. We're not sure yet, so we'll give George to the end of the week to pass everything that he needs to, and then is a possibility playing this week. If not, it'll be next week.
If unavailable, has he still got that chance to maybe bag a ticket on the plane and at least travel with the team?
Yeah, we'll need to finalise the team. We're not sure, and we'll finalise more. We'll speak to the players around what the team looks like on Thursday. Usually we'd sort of have a better idea earlier in the week, but because George is a possibility, there's a couple of little niggles. But as I say, we'll look to name a team later on in the week.
He's also a player, isn't he? As you well know, he's one of those players that even if he is injured, he's probably going to want to try and patch it up and maybe declare himself ready, maybe before the physios would like him to be.
Yeah,
is he a true warrior?
Yeah, absolutely, he's a warrior. I mean, George is one of those players that, touch wood. I mean, he's had an injury, but he hasn't had too many over the years. He's played, plays week in, week out. Obviously, knows how to play through. Being hurt and being injured is two different things. Some players can't play when they're hurt. George certainly can. He knows how to handle pain. Obviously, injuries are a separate thing. When you're injured, and whatever the severity is of the injury, it'll determine how long you're out. George's was initially 6 weeks, and there is a possibility he could be back this week. But as you just said, he knows his body, George, but the issue with hamstrings is you need to be right mentally. You could feel okay, but you need to tick off a lot of boxes. And we've got a really great medical team here that have worked hard to get George into the position he's in now. So now it's a matter of just making sure George is okay. And how do we know that? He's got to do some other tests to get through. He's got other tests to get through.
Well, we know as well about Sam Luckley's suspension, Oliver Gildart concussion. Has anything awry come up with him, or is he just on track to go through the necessary protocols as standard?
Yeah, no, he's fine, Ollie, so he'll come back into contention this week.
Excellent. Anything else that we need to be aware of? Anything that's maybe come up as a surprise following the match against Lee?
No, as I said, there's some niggles and things like that, but nothing to discuss today because at this stage, everyone looks okay.
Okay. On reflection then of where you are in the league, 7 games in, you've had more wins in comparison to last year. Apart from possibly new recruits, what do you put that down to?
It's hard to say. I think, I think we're going okay. I mean, we're it's only early days. Like, it's, I think if you ask me after around 20, 25, I'll hopefully win that. We're in the same position, like you're saying, having more wins than losses. But it's one of those, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. So to be honest, I haven't looked deeply into it enough to go, what is it down to? What I do know is how hard the players work, and I know how their pre-season and how hard that was, and the detail that the players go into, the communication amongst each other. So in terms of all that, there's no doubt we're progressing and we're in a better spot than we were last year. Why is that? It's because probably the group's been together now a lot longer. We've brought in some new players. I think we've brought in the right mix. There's no doubt about that. But, the players are working hard. And I think on the weekend was a perfect example of that. Probably weren't playing near our best in that first half, but they found a way how to overcome that in the second half. And I think, I know what they do at training has a lot to do with that.
On the new players, are you happy with obviously how they've settled into the area as well as how they've settled into the squad?
Yeah, I am. I mean, obviously you check in all the time and see how the individual's going, how their families are going. And, from the feedback that we're getting, everyone seems really happy. Probably the weather needs to change a little bit for a few, but it's, overall, We pride ourselves in being a family club and looking after our players and the players obviously looking after each other. So I think we've got a good crew that look out for each other, and if anyone is doing it a little bit tough, or anyone can see someone else not coping with certain things, that they're onto it straight away. So I'd like to think that everyone that's come over is enjoying themselves. And they're certainly playing well. So, I think every recruit that we've got is doing their job when they've been given the opportunity.
Who's the biggest whinger then when it comes to the weather?
The coach.
You've had an extra year. You've had a chance to settle in.
No, I think it's probably a few guys, maybe a guy lived in France for a year, guy that come over from Australia. So, yeah. Not the locals.
Fair enough, yeah. I don't think the weather really changes down the M62, does it? But nah. I suppose that's a way... It's an important factor going into this game, because checking the weather, it's obviously a lot warmer up there than it is now. Bizarrely, will that suit you into the style of rugby that obviously you want to adopt more than what we've seen so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I want us to be able to handle any condition and not worry about weather. I have a bit of a joke around weather and stuff like that. But, you know, to be honest, we've never missed a day of training due to weather, and we won't, you know, because you need to be able to play in any conditions. And obviously going over to France is, it's going to be hot up, but we need to prepare that way. And we need to, our preparation's important. Does it need to change for certain individuals? Possibly. But again, we'd like to think that prep is similar each week, regardless of, you know, where we play, weather conditions and that type of thing. But you do need to adjust, and certainly we'll have things in place for that.
Because you've won so many games, do you feel when you go into these big matches against a team that are top of Super League at present, does it just make things easier? Does it offer more clarity for your players and yourself?
Sorry, mate, I missed the start.
Just to say that given where you are in the table and you've got this important fixture where they're top,
yeah,
because of your form, does it offer more clarity in terms of how you prepare?
No, we prepare the same each week. That's one thing. We had a couple of losses early in the year. We're going to have, more, hopefully not too many, but it happens. Yeah. So, we want to have our prep and our reviews similar in terms of emotion, not getting too high when we win and not getting too low when we lose. And again, our prep's very similar. It doesn't matter who we play. We'll have a similar sort of prep. Naturally, your game plan and your tactics and your technical stuff can change and vary, but, we focus a lot on what we can control and we'll do that again this week. So, for us, we weren't over there. We didn't win over there last year. And it's a game that we're really looking forward to because, we're talking about improving. We want to improve on last year. That was something that we said early on this year. We want to improve on last year. And I think a good step towards knowing that we have and we are getting better is by going over and putting a really strong performance against Catalans this week.
Was it eye-opening for you as a coach, the trips last year to Catalan?
Yeah, they're different.
What were the big takeaways?
Yeah, no, I mean, the atmosphere, totally different, isn't it, to local and English, game, and it has its own sort of atmosphere, doesn't it? So, but you adjust to that. We the second time we went around, we knew, or I knew what it was about. But again, what you do is, if you prepare the same each week and you make the necessary adjustments, accordingly to obviously the trip, then you're okay. If you make drastic changes and your preparation sort of goes up and down, that's when your performances will differ as well. So, as I say, we're going over a night earlier. Players will have time to recover and, we've been over there on the day of the game before, so... it'll be good. We've been over there 2 days before, so we believe we've got the right balance to prepare for this game.
You've stolen my next question. I was going to ask what the actual schedule was, because sometimes teams will fly over on the day and fly back. Why have you decided to go with what you have this time?
Yeah, I just think when you look at it, it's difficult because with the airports and flights and you can't get exactly what you want, but I believe in this case we've probably got a really good preparation in terms of, I think, staying over the night before is good for the players. I think if you go on the day of the game, and you can still do it and still win, but if you go on the day of the game, it's a 24-hour trip by the time you wake up in the morning for the players to when they get back home and get in their beds. It's nearly a 24-hour turnaround they've been awake for. So it's not ideal, but again, if you need to do that, and we have to do that, there's no excuse to not go over and win. We had the choice to be able to go over the night before, which we've taken, and the senior players are on board with that, the team's on board with that. So it's we've had to slightly change a couple of things to make that happen, but it's a positive change.
And you'll be glad, of course, you're heading over there with Tyrone May in a red and white jersey for KR rather than going up against you, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. He's been a great recruit for us, like he's what he brings on that field. Obviously it's evident, people can see, but it's what he's bringing in team meetings and around the place. You put Tyrone in any competitive environment and it brings the best out of him. He gets bored if you don't, so we're just going to make sure that we keep make sure everything's competitive for him. But he's been a great asset to us. He's a different character. He knows himself. He's a strong personality, and it's what we needed in that position, and he's doing a great job.
Two more, because I'm fearful that I'm boring everybody. It's been announced as a friendly for England in France in June. How close is Mikey Lewis to putting that England jersey back on, in your point of view?
That's a question for Sean Wayne. But I know Wayne, he was a fan. Obviously, he's got a lot of trust in Mikey. He picked him last year, and Mikey did the job for Wayne. So I've no doubt Mikey, given the opportunity again, he'll do the same job for him. What I was most pleased about last week is Mikey be the first to admit it. Like that first half, wasn't a Mikey Lewis sort of performance. There was a few kicks that he didn't execute, but then to have the ability to be able to have halftime, reset for 15 minutes and then he can go back out and then put a performance in like he did in that second half, that shows a lot of growth and maturity. I'm sure Wayne would be looking at things like that. If Mikey played the same that he did in that second half as he did in the first, then, what's he going to be like under pressure in a big stage? They'd be going, that they're the sort of things that I'm sure Wayne would be thinking about. But for him to play like he did in the second half, it shows the growth. And I've said it many times that he grew a lot in that environment. I'd love him to see him back in that jersey, or at least amongst the squad, because the growth that we saw when he got out of that, it benefits us. But no doubt it'll benefit England as well, because they've got a handy player there.
And finally, I missed the question earlier. Jesse Sue, obviously, it came out that you'd be appealing his one-match suspension. How confident are you that's going to be overturned?
You're never overly confident. It's what we believe we've got a strong case, but I'll leave that to the smarter people who are going to act for Jesse tonight. As I say, we believe we've got a case here, and that's why we're appealing it.
And what is it about the case that is the biggest highlight for you that made you make that decision?
I'll leave that for the smarter people.
Thanks, Willie. Thanks.
Cheers.
For your time.
Thank you. All good?
Anyone?
Hey, Willie. Sorry.
Hey, mate.
Graham, we'll jump in. How are you doing?
All right, James. You?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
That's all right, mate.
Yeah, just on Saturday's game, it's not been a happy hunting ground for OKR. Now, what do you have to do differently from previous visits, performance-wise?
Look, mate, they're a physical team. You know what you're going to get when you go over there. So it's there's going to be no surprises. We know what, especially after last week, what Catalan's team will be playing against this team. But again, mate, I think I always go back to it. But look, if we can control what we do and have a consistent sort of game like we have, or start, that's important for us. Then we'll give ourselves every chance. And I think, when we played them here last year, it was a game that was, it was a good ding-dong, and we got them in the back end. We've played well that first game. We had a lot of HIAs over there that first game. I think there was four in total. But that's the performance, I believe, that changed our season. I was really proud of last year. The second time we went over there, we were well beaten from the start. So there's certainly some positives to take from what we've done over there before and get our learnings. But as I say, just go over there and be us and see where that takes us.
Yeah, do you need to be more united than ever when you're playing Perpignan? Because they're obviously a physical side. They've got a passionate crowd behind them as well, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think you can't let the outside, in terms of the crowd and, affect anything what we want to achieve. And like you say, you need to be connected more than ever over there in environments like that. So that's what I'm actually looking forward to seeing that, seeing how connected. And that'll give us a really good idea of our growth and where we're at, because for me, like you said, if we show that togetherness and connection, and then that'll put us in a really strong position. If we want to play as individuals, or anyone gets overawed or anything like that, then that's when disconnection can happen. So looking forward to just to seeing the growth in the team compared to where we were this time last year. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got Wigan, Saints and Warrington after this, and then it's the semi. Will you learn a lot about your 2024 prospects over these next few weeks?
Yeah, we will. But I don't want to get too far ahead. As I said, like there's a lot that that'll happen before the next 4 or 5 weeks when we play that Challenge Cup. You know, when you look too far ahead, especially when you've got teams, you know, the teams that you mentioned, then it can get, you know, you can get overawed or lose focus on what's the most important. For us, the most important game is this week against Catalans, and you know, if we just have a narrow focus around that, put everything into that game and then seeing where we are after that, then we can worry about next week and so on. But, yeah, we're really looking forward and excited for this week. It's a game that is going to test us. And when I say test us, it's physically and also mentally as well. But I like to think, you know, that we've got a where we're at the moment, and what sort of got us there is like you said before, mate, is that connection and that mentality that we've had has been a strong one.
Good stuff. All the best for it and safe travels.
Cheers, James. Thank you, mate.
Sorry, Willie, just a quick one. Obviously, Jordan's settled in pretty well over there, hasn't he? Are they going to miss him, do you think, at the weekend? Are you pleased you're not playing against
him? Oh, look, Jordan is a very good player. We all know that. And what Jordan's done for them this year and the first six games, you know, He's been Jordan Abdul, hasn't he? He's made an impact, and you know, he's created opportunities for them with the ball. Obviously, his kicking game is one of the best in the competition. So, as I say, I'm not 100% sure where he's at. I'm taking it he's out this weekend, but you know, when Jordan's not playing, he's obviously and what he brings on the field, he's going to you know, they'll miss his kicking game, I'd say, and they'll miss his organisation. But what, you know, whether Nikarima's there or Rouge or whoever steps into that spot will do a job as well, and they've proven that. You know, they had when Jordan went off, they beat St Helens when Jordan was off the field for pretty much majority of that game. So they're very capable spine without Jordan, but certainly Jordan's you know, a very good player. We know that.
Cheers,